This is Do One Thing on C89.5. Today we're talking to one of the researchers at Fred Hutch, Dr. Jim Olson. Welcome, Dr. Olson.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Yay! Dr. Olson, I understand you have developed a way to paint brain tumors. What does that mean?
That means that we have discovered a molecule that, when it's injected in the bloodstream, finds cancer cells and makes them light up, ideally so that surgeons can see the cancer while they're operating and distinguish it from the normal tissue around it.
That sounds cool.
It's very cool. The molecule is called tumor paint, and it's in human clinical trials right now. In the clinical trials, we'll find out whether it works in human patients with cancer.
That's cool. Does it work on other cancers?
In our preclinical work, meaning in work that we did in mice that had cancer and in pet dogs whose families brought them in because they had cancer, we found that it worked in many types of cancer in addition to brain cancer.
What else are you working on?
My team has identified over 200,000 molecules that are made by plants and animals that could be used as blueprints for drugs for human patients. The molecule that we use for tumor paint came from the Israeli deathstalker scorpion, and the new molecules we're working on come from sea slugs and spiders and sunflowers, and we're working on new treatments for Alzheimer's disease and cancer, autism, and a number of other diseases that are currently hard to cure.
That's fascinating, honestly. Working on cancer research, you must think about cancer all the time. What are things you think are important to stay healthy? What's your one thing to share?
My one thing to do is I make sure that I get exercise every day. One way or another, I try to either go running or do a bike ride or run stairs or go swimming. It almost doesn't matter what it is, but it's just so that I get some exercise every day.
Thank you for joining us today on C89.5's Do One Thing.
My pleasure.